Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good buddy Jim Cantarucci back on the show. Jim is the author of Personal Brilliance. That's one of his books. And he's joining us today to talk to us about something that we really need to know about right now. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be with you. It's
good to have you here. Hey, Jim, one of the things you've been talking and writing about recently is the concept of paradox. And I love the concept. I love talking about paradox because a paradox, what's so cool about a paradox is typically two things that seem to be mutually exclusive. They seem to be contrary to each other, and yet one can't really exist without the other. It's a fascinating concept, isn't it, the paradox?
Well, it sure is. And when we apply that to leadership, think about it this way. When you're promoted to a leadership position, it's because you did a good job. And the job you did got you promoted.
Mm-hmm.
And so that seems like an elevation. They even give you more pay. They give you this title. You're special. But in fact, you're elevated to a role that's actually in service of your former coworker.
Right.
Your job now as a leader is to support them so that
to serve
they
them.
Can do their job.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we can start to really create value because we have this multiplier effect on the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And until a leader gets that, until they understand that they're not the boss, that they're not in charge, that they're not supposed to make all the decisions, we can't get to great leadership, which is what we're after.
You know, one of the things that I've talked a lot about over the last few years is you know, the concept of being the CEO of your company. And you can't really be a great CEO if you can't learn to delegate. And I was not good at it for a long time, and I've gotten a lot better at it. And one of the things that pushed me over the edge, I believe, and made me caused me to take a quantum leap in delegation, was when I was able to say to an employee, this project or this part of my business belongs to you. You own it. And with regard to this project or this part of my business, I work for you. When I was able to say to an employee, I work for you, I took a quantum leap in my skill as a CEO and as a delegator.
Well, and think about if the janitor and the person who answers the phone and the person who files the paper feels like they own the company. That's a powerful thing going on that you allow as a leader if you understand that paradox that
mm-hmm.
you described.
Yeah, no, it's right. And when you do come to that understanding, it's like this huge understanding falls across the entire organization, and people start being, you know, they start feeling much better about their work and about their relationship.
Mm-hmm. And tend to then do the best right thing
right.
when you're not there.
Right.
That's the magic.
So this is a very important thing that I know you've been talking about recently. So folks, as we head off into a shiny new penny of a year here, you know, think about these things. Another thing that you talk about are things that we do, leaders do, that are maybe the opposite of this paradox we're talking about, and you call them the stupid processes.
Right. Think about it this way, Jim. This is scary now. Get ready. What if some cynical, hard, quick-witted stand-up comedian was allowed to observe your company, your operation, for a few days, and then their job, their task was to come up with this killer biting set for your roast at the company annual meeting,
yeah,
where they would look at all of the stupid things that are done, the policies, the rules, the different approaches that you take, and then make fun. fun of it, make jokes of it. We live with that every day, and aren't aware.
But here's something even worse. As the owner of the company, you probably got to pay them to do it.
Exactly.
You probably got to write the check for their fee.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I got to thinking about that. I read what you said about that, and I got thinking, man, I don't think I want to attend that meeting when he's pointing out all the stupid things that I do, that I as a leader of my company have the ability to do in any given year. So we're going to talk about something that's adjacent to this. When we come back after these messages, Jim Cantarucci and I are going to talk about what he calls conducting the stupid audit. Things that you might do. This is the content for that roast he was talking about. See if we can find some of those in your business and mine too. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you with me.
It's great food and wine.
If you're a business owner who...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.